Hi guys, welcome back to Chatting with Katrina, and today is Monday, and it's 5:23 in the afternoon. So today we're gonna do a long episode today, and it's about your hair, how your hair keeps you wonderful, and actually nice. Like, everyone has beautiful hair. That's what I'm gonna talk about, natural, nice, beautiful hair, because I think everybody's hair is beautiful. That's what I'm gonna talk about today. Okay, and by the way, before I get started, make sure you wash your hands, and you know, after you sneeze or cough, wash them again, and don't touch your face after you do all of that other stuff. And please just stay calm while you're social distancing. Okay, so I'm just saying that just to say that right now. So, you know, being calm, just to let everybody know, you know, during this time while we're social distancing at this moment, because, you know, everything will be reopened on May 1st again, but that does not mean this social distancing shit is over. So it's not going to be over. Don't think it's over just because everything is reopened. No, everything is going to be back to the same thing again. So you know what time it is. All right guys, let's get started. Let's just, you know, go with the flow here. Okay, so your hair is really a beautiful thing that's on your head, right? We all have our hair in different colors, different textures, different ways that we put our hair into like type of, you know, braiding styles, forms, and everything, right? It's lovely. It's really lovely. And it could be soft, it could be straight, curly, it could be cut, short, long, you know, anything. It could be soft on the top. But it, you know, your hair can do a lot of stuff for you. Your hair can show you your personality, you know? It could show it. It could be a rainbow color if you want it to be. It could be anything, you know? And your hair is like the most awesomest thing, you know, beautifulest thing, and credible and genetic nice material that you ever had. So to those who loved your hair, will love their hair, you can actually give yourself a clap by yourself right now and give yourself a tap in the back because you love your hair so much. I don't know why I thought about this topic today, but I thought this topic would be a cool thing to talk about because, like, I have no other topic, so I'm gonna just put that on the wall today of what other topic I will talk about on the 10th episode and the 9th episode, because I am suckish at every topic right now because I couldn't think of no topics from my head, so I will talk about that, you know? So, I just feel like for me, I love my hair. I really do. It's no issue. And my hair is really soft and it's kinky. And I don't have no problem with my kinky hair. Never. So I'm never like insecure about my hair ever. It's just the only thing that I hate about it is when it shrinks, when it's like wet. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Or when you like, when you sit in the tub for a little bit longer in hot water, it just shrinks the hell up. That's why I'm like, no. Why do I have to do this shit again? Do I have to like keep it from, you know, having much shrinkage? So that's why before I go to the bathroom and take my baths and all this other stuff, I do my hair so I don't have to spend all this extra time worrying about it shrinking. So that's what I do. And I put on the Jamaican castor oil for my hair, and before I do that, I just like they can say whatever they want about mousse, but I also like put mousse on my hair for a little bit to make it like smell nice and wonderful, and to have that grip on when you like do twisties in your hair at that point. So it makes your hair a bit smoother and it does things good for you. Okay,
So I'm just like, I really do like it. It's really awesome. And sometimes if I have like a bit of time to wear it as a fro, I wear it. I actually wear my hair as a fro sometimes, but sometimes I can straighten my hair out and it just go down to my neck. So it won't be no problem. But I like wearing my hair in a different way too. Like I used to wear, and I remember when I was back in high school, I wore my hair in a red. Yes. And it was kind of cool because I liked my hair in red, but I also love my natural hair. So it's really kind of cool because wearing your hair in different colors too can bring out your personality, and it's nothing wrong with that. It really is. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to tell you a story. When I was in high school, it was this nurse. She called my mother because I was wearing a fro in my hair. Not in my hair. But I was wearing a fro in my head, and she called my mom and she was like, "Mrs. You know Woods, your daughter is wearing her hair the way it is today. Can you please come pick her up from school?" Man, I would tell you, my mama had cussed her out because it's just like, you cannot sit here and tell somebody that their child is wearing their natural hair to school. There is nothing wrong with that, okay? Listen, I don't like wearing weave in my hair all the time. I mean, I know it helps you, and why is this phone keeps blowing up every time this person is like, no. But anyways, I love my hair, and you know, and I love it just the way. Stop, stupid phone. Like, I don't like this phone. Like, it does this every time. It just keeps going off and off, and I have to turn off my notifications on there. So I love my hair just the way it is because I'm not trying to be ashamed of my hair ever, and I'm never going to be ashamed of it, and that's something that I am not afraid of, okay? To be honest, some black girls are afraid of their natural hair. They don't like their natural hair, so they decide to put weave on their hair. Some black girls, not all. Some black girls love their hair, and they just, like, you know, wear the weave for fun. So they don't wear it just like, oh, no, I don't like it. No, they wear it just sometimes. Because, like, our hair, we love our hair, you know, very much. But we don't wear it just to, you know, like, to say that we don't like our hair. No. If you know what I'm talking about, then please phrase that for me, please. But anyways, you already know. So I'm just like kind of describing what I want to say or what I'm trying to say right now, but it's kind of hard to put that out of my head. It's really hard. You know, it is. But if you like put two things together in one, you do not supposed to mess with your edges. That's the only one thing that I know about my head, like certain hair. Don't mess with your edges or like do anything to it, because glue will tear out your edges and do all this extra shit. Like, don't do that because you will fuck up your edges. Like, no. And your edges will not grow the hell back, and if you can grow them back, then you gotta find some way to do it, because you know it's another way to grow them back, but your scalp will have all that glue on top of it. So, ew. Ew. You know? Our scalp only can take that much. Okay? Our hair can grow out of our scalps. And it's no such thing that, hey, if we just do a lot of shit for our heads, like put all this stuff on our head, maybe it will grow. No, fool, it will not. It will never not. It will never. So that's what's I'm actually, you know, thought of in my mind sometimes, and sometimes that's what I'm actually trying to talk about. But I don't know, I'm talking about something that's actually cool. I'm trying to talk about something that's kind of fun, because it's 5:33 p.m. and I'm trying to find something to do, and I ran out of something to drink. So that's, you know, all the things that I wanted to say for right now. If you like this podcast, you can follow me on here on pod. No. Okay. If you like this podcast, you can follow me on Spotify and other websites. And you could also, like, find my YouTube page, Chatting with Katrina. Don't forget to find that. And you can also, like, you know, just show me some love, you know, if you want to. It's, you know, it's weird. It's not weird for me, but it's just like, I don't know what to even say. I really don't. But see you guys later. Bye.